People, black people, poor people, black people, black people. This is James Brown, Soul Brother number one. I only claim that name because you gave it to me. And I hope I just didn't earn it as a singer. I hope I earned it as a man. I want to say, what's happening to us? I think we just blew. I don't know where we're going. I don't know where we're coming from. I know where we're supposed to be coming from, but I don't know where we're coming from now. Because what is going down? Why are we killing each other in every town, every city? It's from 8 to 10 to 15 blacks killing each other. We're killing each other so fast, the white man don't even respect us enough to make it, to let it be part of the news. You don't even make the news when you kill each other. You know, to show you how low and how stupid it is. They'll figure this is the way we've got to go. We're just going to continue doing this. I'm saying to you in every city and every place, quit killing each other. Organize. You got your fist clenched. What do that mean? That mean that you're going to have my brother down that night? Hey, because you're not going to do it. You're not going to work. I take your gig. You're just going to stay out there and hang each other up and kill each other. Take that same energy and strength that you got to fight with and throw your arm around your brother and say, hey, brother, let's sit down and get this thing together. Because look at here. We kill as many people ourselves. Black people kill as many black people in one major city in 1 year as a white man has killed each other in the last 50 years in this state. Now, we're not talking about wars and things like that. We're talking about this, you know? But when you want to go right back to the wars, we'll speak of Vietnam. You say a lot of people getting killed there. Hey, brothers are killing more brothers every day than Vietnam War kill each other than months. We are just blowing. We're jiving. We're kidding ourselves. What you got to get is an education and deal with this system, know how to function in it and how to get ahead. I'm a seventh grade student. A lot of things I don't know, but hey, I want to be a supporter. I want to make sure that the kids are coming up today, the young adults of today that are now grown cats and need a position, an opportunity, that I can be some of help. And I want you to know that your place is to help. Now we got some blacks that got money, and we got to pool this money together. We got some that got influence. We got to put that together and give these young black brothers a chance, so they can get this other thing off their mind. And if you see a brother running around pushing that dope, hey, get you an organization and take him to the man. Form your own little vigilante thing and take this guy to the man. Get your own coalition. Say, look, we're going to be the marshals of our community. Let's clean up our community. Let's get this drugs and things out of here. You know that black people have gone back 100 years in the last five? So instead of making a 5% change, you did a 95% detour. Hey, man, we're not going no place. I made a tune, talking loud and saying nothing. And this is where you're coming from, talking loud and saying nothing. I made a song that said loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Look in your brother. Let me tell you something. Being proud is one thing. But being black and proud is another thing. Now, you can be a proud hustler. You can be a proud jive cat, but be a proud man. You know, take your color away and only be black when the man come down wrong and don't want you to identify with yourself. Then you're black. But first of all, be a man. Say, I'm a man. Because this cat may not come down right and I can stand my own ground. And we holler and we scream, but we ain't doing it together. We just ain't doing it. And I'm not a college professor. I'm not going to worry about breaking a word. You understand? Saying the wrong part of speech. I'm telling you where it's coming from. Everybody understand ain't. But a very few people understand anti-disestablishment tyrannism. But everybody understand ain't. You understand? So that's where I'm coming from. I ain't going to be a part of a bum. I'm going to be a part of a going thing. And that's a man that want to get down and take care of business. Why you sit around and jive yourself? And you talk all this kind of thing. And yet still, every time a brother says something to you, you're ready to shoot him down or stab him in the back or kill him. White man did everything to you, and hey, you come from another thing. You say, well, this was the reason. You found out your fault, either you picked out his fault, and you tried to handle it in a more diplomatic way. You know? And we've been treated wronger than anybody in the world because we've paid tax and still paying them and still got to fight for our rights. You got to stand in line for our rights, but hey, you don't have to stand in line to pay tax. They'll come and get you to pay tax. But will it come and get you to give you your rights? So what you mad at the brother for? It's not his fault. He didn't do it. Get up and get you some education so you can handle a thing. Right now, if you go borrow money from an SBA loan or one of these loans that's jiving and giving you money, you put up a business, you can't even run the business. Then you want to come out and cop out. Hey, we've used whitey for a sickness. Let's don't use that thing. Like Mr. Muhammad said, do for yourself. If you don't do for yourself, you ain't nothing. How you going to tell me how to help black people and you ain't doing nothing for yourself? How you tell me where I'm coming from and you don't know where you coming from? Don't come bringing me no program talking about what you're going to do for black people and I look at you and you look like a bum. Put your tie on and a suit and get out there and do something. Hey, I say to you this way, if you're not going to pee, get off the pot.